From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Moscow security officials say they think Caucasus rebels may be possible for the two subway explosions that have killed at least 37 people. The BBC's Richard Galpin has a report on today's bombings.
The first blast took place just before 8 o'clock in the morning local time at a metro station next to the headquarters of Russia's main intelligence agency, the FSB. More than 20 people were killed, including many standing on the platform waiting to get into the train. About 30 minutes later, a second blast at another station in central Moscow killed commuters. Prosecutors say they've already found the remains of a woman they believe may have carried out this second attack.
That's the BBC's Richard Galpin in Moscow. President Obama is heading back to Washington after his unannounced weekend trip to Afghanistan, where he rallied American troops.
I want you to understand there's no visit that I considered more important than this visit I'm making right now, because I have no greater honor than serving as your commander-in-chief, and it is a privilege to look out and see the extraordinary efforts of America's sons and daughters here in Afghanistan. So my main job here today is to say thank you on behalf of the entire American people.
The president flew into Afghanistan under cover of darkness. Among his demands to Afghan President Hamid Karzai, show progress against corruption and improve living conditions to give Afghans less incentive to join insurgencies. NATO officials say no one is dead after the crash of an Allied helicopter in Afghanistan. Officials say everyone on board has been evacuated to medical facilities in the southern part of the country. There are reports that more than a dozen people were hurt. A day after weeping South Korean relatives visited the site of a sunken Navy ship, officials say they've found the stern of the vessel, but divers are having problems finding the rest. Dwali Zaikautau has the latest.
This South Korean Navy commander continues to update reporters about the progress of rescue operations. 3 days after the 1,200-ton Chenon sank, the stern has been located on a seabed, but choppy waters continue to make it difficult for Navy divers to see and work in the area. Rubber boats and Navy ships dot the skyline. North Korea is visible just 10 miles away. Families of the missing visited rescue operations yesterday. Many cried looking toward the sea. Some criticized the government for little progress in finding their loved ones. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikauta on Pengyang Island.
Stocks have been mostly higher in Asia today. Strong earnings from Chinese companies boosting investors' confidence. Also, the European deal to help make sure that Greece does not succumb to financial crisis. This is NPR News. Another accident in a Chinese mine reportedly has upwards of 150 people trapped. China's mines are known to be some of the most dangerous in the world. A state agency says rescuers are trying to reach the trapped miners after floodwaters roared through. It's down to the final four in the men's NCAA basketball championship. Michigan State, Butler, West Virginia, and Duke are left in the tournament. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, some of the most vaunted teams are out, and a couple of dark horse teams are in the top four.
Duke is the only number one seeded team to reach the Final Four. The Blue Devils beat Baylor in the final minutes on Sunday with strong rebounding and three-point plays. Duke will now play West Virginia in one of the semifinal games. West Virginia hasn't gotten this far in more than half a century. The other semifinal will feature Michigan State and Butler University. Michigan State beat Tennessee by a single point. The Michigan State Spartans are making their second consecutive appearance in the Final Four. On the other hand, Butler, a school of about 4,500 students, is a surprise contender. It's never made it to the final weekend of NCAA basketball. The Butler Bulldogs will be playing in their hometown, Indianapolis. The semifinal games are next Saturday, with the final 2 days later. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Connecticut women now have 75 wins in a row as they advance to the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Tournament after trouncing Iowa State. Connecticut takes on FSU next, and that's tomorrow night. Florida beat Mississippi State, Oklahoma dropped Notre Dame, and Kentucky downed top-seeded Nebraska. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.